This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The missile attacks last night in Syria prompted a strong reaction from Russia today. Moscow is one of Bashar al-Assad's few supporters, as you know. But other than their general dislike of the United States at the moment, there are other reasons that Russia is willing to go to the mat for Assad again and again. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports that you can, as usual, follow the money on this one.
There's a lot of money moving between Russia and Syria.
Most of this is reflected in large arms deals.
Emily Hawthorne is an analyst with the geopolitical intelligence platform Stratfor.com.
But there's also activity by Russian oil and gas firms. There's Russian investments and interest in agriculture in Syria. There's even information technology companies.
And there's also debt, lots of it. Hawthorne says while Iran is currently providing most of the cash, keeping Assad's regime afloat, Russia was an early backer. Anna Borshevskaya is a fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
One of the things that happened, especially in the early years of the Syrian conflict, is Russia has provided loans to Assad, basically staving off Assad's bankruptcy.
She says Russian businesses have also invested billions in Syria.
Down the road, a loss of contracts is one of the many, many reasons that motivate Putin.
Russian President Vladimir Putin also has to keep in mind Syria has been, for decades, one of Russia's military anchors in the Middle East. And Syria has Russia's most significant military base outside the former Soviet Union. Plus, and this is pretty dark, wars are good for advertising. Weapons advertising.
Syria doesn't have a lot of money right now, but there are plenty of other countries that do and that are interested in alternatives to American supplies.
Dmitry Gorenberg is with CNA, a defense-oriented research institute. He says the Russians wouldn't have entered the conflict just to show off weapons.
But as long as they're there, they're certainly using the opportunity.
It's estimated almost 500,000 people have died so far as a result of the 5-year conflict. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.